Þingeyrar Church stands in a splendid location with the lakes on either side and the open sea to the north, while south of Þingeyrar is the verdant Vatnsdalur Valley and beyond it open heathland. The grass fields of Þingeyrar extend eastwards to Húnavatn Lake, while to the west are large expanses of sands bordering the Hope Lagoon and Bjarka Ós. Þingeyrar is a large landed estate, and early in Icelandic history it acquired importance as a chieftain's manor and church site. It has played a central role in the history of the region. Various archaeological relics exist at Þingeyrar, while more remain unseen beneath the earth. By Húnavatn Lake is Stígandahróf, the remnants of a boathouse built by Ingimundur for his ship Stígandi, a gift from King Harald Fairhair. The ship was said to be the best ship of all upwind under sail and better voyaging than any of the others. Stígandahróf is a listed heritage site. Nearby is another heritage site, a circular structure known as the Judgment Circle, believed to be part of the assembly site mentioned in the sagas. Þingeyrar derives its name from the assembly in Icelandic Þing. In 1133, a Benedictine monastery was founded at Þingeyrar. It was the first religious house in Iceland. It grew to be an important religious and social institution and acquired enormous wealth. By the mid-16th century, it owned 60 landed estates and a large amount of livestock. The place developed fast at a time when Iceland had no towns or villages. Þingeyrar became one of the larger communities in the country. An inventory compiled in 1684 lists 30 farmhouse buildings plus 8 storage buildings, a smithy, buildings for livestock, including a cattle shed for 24 cows and a barn. While the history of Þingeyrar has left little in the way of tangible relics, the intangible heritage is all the greater. From the 12th to the 14th century, the monks of Þingeyrar wrote and illuminated many manuscripts. An abbot of Þingeyrar, Karl Jónsson, is believed to have written an introduction to a history of the 12th century king, Sverre Sigurdsson of Norway, while two of the monks, brothers Oddur Snorrason and Gunnlaugur Leifsson, wrote sagas of King Olav Tryggvason, the 10th century Norwegian king who converted the Nordic countries to Christianity. Various works of theology were written or translated from Latin into Icelandic, and sagas of Icelanders were probably written at the monastery. For instance, sagas with connections to the region, such as Vatnsdæla saga and the saga of Hallfreður the Troublesome Poet. In the 16th century, Reformation spread through Northern Europe, and in 1550, the Icelandic Church converted from Catholicism to Lutheranism. The monasteries and convents were dissolved, and all their assets passed into the hands of the King of Denmark in Iceland. The golden age of manuscript writing was at an end. In 1861, Ásgeir Einarsson, a farmer and member of parliament, moved to Þingeyrar, where he decided to build a new church of stone. Stone churches are very unusual in Iceland. He commissioned Sverre Runólfsson, reputed to be Iceland's best stonemason, to build the church. The stone for the church was from Ásbjarnarnesbjörg, about 8 kilometers away on the other side of the Hope Lagoon. It was pulled across the frozen lagoon by oxen during the winter. The church is spacious, seating over 100 people. It was consecrated on the 9th of September 1877. Built in the Romanesque style, the church has stone walls nearly a meter thick. Above it is a rounded vault painted blue with 1,000 gilt stars. The windows are glazed with small panes, which also number 1,000. Þingeyrar Church owns an abundance of fine old objects. The oldest is an altarpiece with alabaster bas-reliefs made around 1470 in Nottingham in England. The altarpiece was originally in the monastery church and it is the only object which survives from the monastery. Many objects in the church, such as the ornate pulpit and baptismal font, were donated by Lawman Laurid Skotrup, who lived here around 1700. Thingeyrar Church is open to visitors in summer, and guided tours are available. Next to the church is Klausturstofa, which houses exhibitions about Þingeyrar and the church. On leaving Þingeyrar, we come to Leysingjastaðir on the right. The road follows a low, wide hill through the area known as Hagi, which is the name of the farm by the Hope Lagoon. In the 19th century, Steinnes was home to Hallgrímur Jónsson, a deacon, who was the son of Jón Hallgrímsson the painter, well known as a painter of altar pieces, most of which depict the Last Supper. Deacon Hallgrímur kept annals of the events of his time and wrote hymns, some of which were published. Steinnes was the home of the local clergyman. A short distance below the road, at the boundary of Steinnes and Sveinstadir, is a low rounded hillock known as Vígmannsholt, Warrior's Hill, where a spring named Syngjandi bubbles from the earth. Nearby are traces of a site where Christian missionaries made camp and celebrated Mass in the days before Iceland adopted Christianity around 1000 AD. The site is a listed heritage site, as is a pagan burial mound a little to the west of it. A short distance from the turning to Hagi is a small two-story concrete building known as Skólahúsið, the schoolhouse. It was built in 1914-16 for the local school and also served as a community center. North of the junction with Route 1, the ring road, is a grove of trees, Ólafslundur, Ólafur's Grove, which commemorates Ólafur Jónsson, who lived at Sveinstaðir in the mid-19th century. There are picnic tables and toilet facilities. Just west of Ólafslundur is an information sign which points to the way to Þrístapar, a short walk from the road. Þrístapar comprises a cluster of three small hills, on one of which is a memorial stone marking the site of the last execution carried out in Iceland on 12th of January 1830, when Friðrik Sigurðsson and Agnes Magnúsdóttir were beheaded for the murders of Nathan Ketilsson and Pétur Jónsson at Illugastaðir in 1828. The event was described by a contemporary witness, Gísli Konráðsson.
There was a wooden railing around, and people stood clustered there, 150 people, and everybody was supposed to watch, though it said that some could not bear to look. When Friðrik stepped onto the scaffold, the Reverend Gísli Gíslason called out to him, "Think of Jesus Christ the crucified." Friðrik undressed himself, folded down the collar of his shirt, and then lay down on the execution block with a confession that was beautiful to hear. Guðmundur immediately swung the axe so powerfully that it stuck fast in the block and had to be pulled free by two men. Then Agnes was brought to her execution. She bade a sorrowful farewell as she mounted the scaffold. She asked that the death sentence not be read aloud, so that it should be over as soon as possible. Then she lay on her back on the block. Olsen asked her to lie prone, and she did so. Árni of Enniskot held her hair out of the way while she was beheaded. She was believed to be unconscious when Guðmundur beheaded her. He did so easily, only grazing the block. Before he struck the blow, the district commissioner gave him a small glass of drink.
The bodies of Friðrik and Agnes were buried in unhallowed ground near Þrístapar. Their heads were displayed on spikes and later buried with the bodies. More than a century later, in 1934, their bones were exhumed and reburied in the churchyard at Tjörn.